Welcome back to the University of Counseling Podcast. I'm Brandy, and today we have a special guest with us who's going to be talking about EMDR. EMDR is very special to me because I'm also an EMDR certified therapist. So I hope you guys enjoy learning about EMDR. So would introduce yourself and what you do here at the University Counseling Center.
Sure. My name is Kara Nickum, and I am a licensed marriage and family therapist and a licensed alcohol and drug counselor. And I have been at Oklahoma State University in the Counseling Center for 15 years, specializing in working with students who struggle with substance use. I am an EMDR certified therapist and approved consultant and a trainer, and I'm glad to be here today.
Thank you. Can you tell our students what EMDR is?
Yes, I will give it my best shot. So EMDR is a complete approach to psychotherapy. It was developed in 1987 by Francine Shapiro and was first published on in 1989. I think the easiest way to explain it is to break down the EMDR piece. EMDR stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. So if you just break that down, the EM, eye movement, is bilateral in nature. So basically, you're looking to the far left and then to the far right, back and forth. You can do that by following your therapist's fingers, moving back and forth in front of your face. You can do that for you through using a light bar. We can also do this bilateral movement through alternating taps. So around 1990, a visually impaired person presented for EMDR therapy, and we found that bilateral movement through tapping and even through tones, so alternating tones in the ears, can provide the same effect. So you take your trauma memory, you notice it, and you pair it with this bilateral movement. Again, either the eye movements, the tapping, or the tones. So that's the EM part. The D part, desensitization. All this means is that you're taking a memory that feels sensitized. So it feels very alive in the present moment. It feels hot to the touch. You're taking this memory and you're cooling it down so that when you bring up this difficult memory, it no longer feels like it is, like you're being struck by lightning whenever you bring it up. It just feels like a memory that happened in the past, something that happened to you that was usually of a negative sort. All right, then we get to the R, reprocessing. So the reprocessing part means that we are allowing our clients to process a memory that they could not process at the time because they were in a state of fight, flight, freeze, right? Their body was working hard to keep them alive. And when your body's doing that, we're not processing trauma. We're not processing memories to resolution, to completion. And this leaves them in the limbic part of our brain where they are alive and very easily triggered by things in the present environment. And again, that's your body trying to be helpful to you. That's your body saying, at one point in time, this was dangerous. Look out, it might be dangerous again. So we are giving their brain the opportunity to make sense of a memory it couldn't make sense of at the time. The other thing we're doing with the reprocessing is we're taking negative beliefs, so things that you came to believe about yourself as a result of these memories, and we're shifting them to more positive or adaptive beliefs. So something like, I am broken, to a positive belief of I am whole, right? We want to basically shake off the negative beliefs that are associated with these things that we've been through. And the brain does this because it is wired toward health, right? We get in there and we provide the framework for which your body heals itself. It can heal from the inside out, very similar to the way a physical injury would heal. We would provide stability from the outside, but then your body knows exactly what to do to heal. And the brain has a very similar mechanism at play, it appears.
Thank you for breaking down what EMDR is and what the EMDR is.
My pleasure. I think I just talked to her about 7 minutes.
No, I think that's really important. How did you get interested in EMDR? And when did you know this is what you wanted to do?
Okay, well, I got interested in it because staff members, other therapists that I knew were talking about the results that they were seeing with their clients. And I thought, well, I have to be trained in this. Mm-hmm. Because in talk therapy, you're talking to the neocortex, right? That's not where the trauma is housed. And I think for a lot of us talk therapists and maybe even clients who aren't seeing the results that they want to see in talk therapy, they're running up to this. I know logically, I know in my neocortex that I'm not broken, but I don't feel in my body the same way. And so talk therapy just couldn't break down some of those perplexing client issues I was seeing. So I knew I needed something else. And the minute I got to the training, I was skeptical, as was to be expected. Yeah. I mean, this was like 2014. EMDR wasn't all the rage that it is now. So I was pretty skeptical and got into the first practicum because you have to do it yourself. In the training, you have to be a client. And I felt it work and was like, whoa, now I really need to pay attention because I'm going to have to do this with my clients. And then you get back and you see your clients start to heal in the office. And then you think, I have to keep doing this.
Yeah, I think that's
this
the
is
same.
Working.
Yeah, that's the same for me. It's like going to the training and being skeptical, but then seeing results and thinking, oh, I want more.
Yes.
I want more of this.
Yeah, for sure. Because it's a beautiful thing to see people heal.
So I guess my next question is, who is eligible to receive EMDR services? And are there any side effects?
All students that would be eligible to receive services at OSU University Counseling Services would be eligible to receive EMDR therapy services. We do only have 3 therapists here trained, so there might be a bit of a wait if you request that in particular. But everybody has tough memories, right? This is not just for the most severely traumatized 5% of the population. And who's to even say who that is, really? If you have memories that come up and feel upsetting, distressing, now as you look back, you're certainly a candidate for EMDR therapy. In terms of side effects, therapy is tough. And so you come in and you're asked to hold this very difficult experience in mind while simultaneously participating in bilateral movement. And just notice whatever comes. Trust that your body will lead you where you need to get. Let your body lead. That is not easy. However, no therapy is easy, right? You know when you come into therapy that you're going to come in and talk about really hard things, things that you spend most of your waking time trying to not think about. So it can be tough, but the tough piece is temporary, right? It is what your body needs to work through in order to get to a place of healing. Also, so I said it's a complete approach to psychotherapy. So there are 8 phases of EMDR therapy. The first 2 phases are history taking and preparation. And in those 2 phases, you're working to get to know your therapist. You're working to explain your history and explain what's bringing you in. And you really want to feel that good rapport with your therapist. So that phase 1 is really committed to that. Phase 2 is committed to building up your coping skills, making sure that you have a foundation for which to support this heavy therapeutic work. So it's not like you come in session 1 and you start laying your trauma memories out and pairing them with the bilateral movement, right? That happens usually several sessions in after you have a foundation built. So that is trying to buffer a lot of that difficulty that comes with moving through trauma memories.
Yeah, I think that leads me to a good point is, EMDR can be a quicker therapy, but there's still that history taking, gathering the information, building rapport, and it can be quicker, but you still have to lay that foundation.
Exactly.
Okay, my next and last official question is, what is your favorite part of doing EMDR?
Well, I love all of it. There are just so many beautiful moments between therapist and client and moments of healing that you get to witness. I'm sure you've had that experience.
Yeah, I think that's my favorite part is like when we're reaching close to a zero or getting near the end of that processing moment, and there's just that aha moment and making connections. And it's just most of the time there's just like either this feeling of freedom or this just these, I don't know, this, it's just really beautiful. It's just, I just get so excited every time that happens. Like I can just feel that excitement right now.
Yes. Agreed. So an example of that is when your client looks at you and says, that was not my fault.
Yes.
Yeah, that moment is priceless because as your therapist, I might have already told you that 15 times. But when your client looks at you and says that and they own it and believe it, it changes the quality of the statement.
Because it comes from them. Yeah. It's their own healing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I joke, like, there's very little I do in EMDR, even though that's not true. But there's just beauty in the fact that our students, our clients, really are healing from within.
Yeah. And that's beautiful. I love stickers, and I just came across a sticker that says, I have all I need within me. And that's absolutely true in EMDR therapy. We are facilitating your body's own healing process. You have everything you need within. With trauma, it just gets isolated. The good stuff can't get to the not so good stuff to be helpful to it. So again, we come in with EMDR therapy and promote connectivity amongst the various parts of the brain and see people get resolution in these memories that have troubled them for such a long time.
Well, thank you, Kara, for spending to talk about EMDR and just educate listeners on what EMDR is. And if any is interested in EMDR, like she said, we do have 3 EMDR therapists here on our campus. And you can also find Kara at EMDRwithKara.com.